Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sumaya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling about a charge that appeared on my credit card. And it's a charge that I certainly did not authorize. And something apparently in the screen that I was looking at maybe triggered it. I don't know, but it's a $56.95 charge, which I did not authorize. I'd like to have that removed.
Of course, willing to definitely assist, sir. May I have your information? What would be your name and address?
My first name is Frank. Last name is Dolly Molly. That's D-A-L-L-E space M-O-L-L-E. My address is 1596 Cherry Glen Way, San Jose, California, 95125.
Okay, and thank you, sir. So, yes, I located your information, and this was for the, give me one moment. It's still loading up, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see this is for the smartwatch planner and the, well, actually it's for the Wi-Fi booster. Do you remember paying the postage for that Wi-Fi booster back on May 21st or March?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember paying the postage for the Wi-Fi booster back in March, sir?
I do not.
Okay, so it was also part of a smart fitness planner as well, sir. Both of those products, well, the fitness planner giving information regarding eating healthy and losing weight. If you don't remember placing that order for the Wi-Fi booster, say she paid the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon joining the membership, each month it bills $56.95. But each time it's billed, you do get a $125 gift card to use on the website. Do you remember placing the order or give anybody else authorization to place the order?
I did not.
Anyone that lives in your household you gave authorization to?
I'm sorry?
Anyone who lives in your household you gave authorization to?
There's nobody else in the household that would give that authorization. I'm the only one that would do that.
Okay, so I had to cancel the account, sir. And I am one of the supervisors here on the floor, so we can start the fraud investigation. Any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But give me one moment while I place the cancellation on the account and the refund.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment. Yes, sir. It's still processing the refunds on the account. Bear with me one moment. All right, so the cancellation and refund has been placed. You will receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification of the cancellation and the refund. Anything else?
No, that'll be all. Now, so the basically, you're canceling out the $56.95 charge. Now, will that appear on my next credit card payment?
That is correct, sir, as a refund. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you said that'll appear there within the next 7 to 10 days, or 3 to 5 days?
Yes, 3 to 5 business days, correct.
Okay, very good. That gives me the information I need. Thank you very much for your help on this, and you have a very nice day. A nice week.
You too, sir. If there is nothing else, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.